Now, it comes to 5 o'clock, doesn't it? And we put the press conference on, and it's either a minister or it's one of our medical experts, and they talk about flattening the curve of coronavirus cases worldwide. But how do we know this is happening? It's all about testing to see who has COVID-19, who's had it, and importantly, who's possibly produced antibodies against it. Well, over in the labs of the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, that's exactly what's happening now. I can speak with PhD researcher Rachel Byrne to find out more. Hi, Rachel. Morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hope you are too. Let me just start with you and your colleagues. You've been doing some pretty important research of like where pretty much everything is moved onto COVID-19.
Yeah, so we've been receiving testing from industry partners such as Mellogic, and these antibody tests, and they're in small little cassettes, so they can be done at patients' bedside, and we've been evaluating them and validating to see how good they are.
So in a really easy way for me and everybody, pretty most people listening at the moment, when we see the footage on the telly, it's you guys and mm-hmm. you've got your lab coats on and your glasses on, your mask on, and you've got these like little drippers that are going into what look like test tubes. Mm-hmm. Sorry if I've got all the terminology wrong, but what's happening there when we see that?
So we're just validating different tests that come in. So we're looking to see how they respond to people with low viral loads or people with high viral loads, because it's really important that you catch both, because you want to make sure that you're catching everybody that's been exposed to coronavirus, not just those with high levels of the illness.
So you've been testing bloods that have been sent from the Royal, and you're looking for viral loads. And I mean, people can have the virus and not even know about it, and people could have had it with no symptoms at all, and it could be gone out of the system now. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So we've been using samples in a collaboration with Liverpool and Oxford to date. Isarix samples, which is a study that continuously goes on. We'll shortly be enrolling in the Royal with Daniel Ferreira's group, Professor Daniel Ferreira's group at LSTN, and that'll be patients who are symptomatic in the hospital, and we'll follow them up over a number of days. So it's really important to understand how much virus they have compared to asymptomatic patients as well. That'll be really important when developing tests.
We hear a lot about tests and test kits mm-hmm. as well. I mean, Matt Hancock was on Question Time last night, you know, talking about, he's just come out of isolation as well, you know, after 7 days. Mm-hmm. And it's really important that these test kits work accurately and correctly. Is there a tolerance level with these kits?
Yeah, so that's a really good point. We look at two measures. We look at the sensitivity, which is the ability of a test to diagnose somebody who is positive as positive. But also, just as importantly, we have specificity. So this is the ability of the test to say that somebody who is negative is negative. And when this comes to antibody tests, it's very important, because you don't want to tell somebody that they have had the infection and cleared it if they haven't, because they could possibly return back to the workforce, but they haven't actually been exposed. So those two measures are critical when we evaluate any tests, and that's what we're really looking for in these.
How different has it been? I mean, this is what you do. This is your job. But how different and difficult has it been over the past few weeks since the spotlight has been on coronavirus?
So I suppose a lot of us have changed our focus. So I didn't work on viruses before. I worked on molecular diagnostics. So this has really been, anyone who can help has really shifted their focus, which is lovely. I think that's what people in Liverpool do. They normally go to where they can help. I think it's obviously every time you turn on the news, you hear about testing. That's the main focus. So I think it's trying to find a way to balance not internalising that pressure and taking it into work and thinking there's so many people relying on these. So we're quite objective, and we just, you know, we look at the results on the day and see how they're doing.
And how are we doing from your point of view, from a specialist mm-hmm. in this? How are the media broadcasting this to the people? Because I constantly, you know, have conversations with my family, and they say, well, they're not mm-hmm. talking about how many people have recovered from this. They always talk mm-hmm. about people who have this, who've acquired this, and sadly people who've died, but they're not talking about recovery numbers. But it takes a while, doesn't it, for recovery numbers to come through. because you guys are all, you know, concentrating on the here and now rather than the recovery. And that's why some of these recovery numbers seem quite low.
Well, the antibody test in itself will focus on recovery, because this will mean that you've either just had the infection, you've cleared it, or there could be more lasting immune cells present in the body. So we are actually looking at recovery right now, and that's what our focus is on.
Now, this hasn't happened overnight, this has it, just finally. The school has been actively looking into these things since December, when it was noticed there were some kind of unusual cases of pneumonia. What can you tell me about that, Rachel?
Yeah, my supervisor, Dr. Emily Adams, I'm sure you've seen her on the news. She's a specialist in the area. She started putting in grants as early as early January. I mean, one of the things that LSTM is very good at is spotting trends early and setting into action, because this is what, you know, we do a lot of the time. So, yeah, we were in a fortunate position where we could act quickly and start to mobilise the lab and plan for these sorts of, you know, government lockdowns and things like that.
Well, listen, thanks for everything that you're doing and your colleagues as well. And a point that was made earlier this week that almost, you know, competition between different labs and different organisations, you know, you've all come together now, and that kind of competition is out of the window now, and everybody's working on the same thing, which can only be a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to, you know, build more bridges and less barriers. So, yeah, that's great.
All right. What time's your shift? Are you working today?
Yeah, I am. So I'll start going now.
All right. Well, listen, I'll let you go because I know you got important work to do. But thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, no problem. Take care of yourself.
And you too. Thank you. Stay safe. Interesting, isn't it? There's PhD researcher Rachel Byrne, and she's been moved on to studying the virus. She was on molecular, I think, wasn't she? Like, I sound as though I know what I'm talking about. She was on molecular, but now she's gone to study the virus. But all of this work that's going on behind the scenes, incredibly important. So there you are. It's BBC Radio Merseyside. Good morning.